product and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Welcome to the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. How are you this evening, gentlemen?
Nipple twinks.
Great, but Chit is assaulting me with tools.
Nipple tweezers.
His tools.
Not his tools, your tools, okay. Actually.
There is a lot down there. There's. You'll be pleased to know I hid the Stanley knife before you came in.
I'll make do with something else tomorrow.
You see, I dressed up for the occasion tonight. No?
What?
You mean being far too lazy after work to actually bother dressing into your normal clothes?
I just got home from work.
You're naked.
On the green screen, I technically am, I guess so.
You removed your trousers.
I did. I am completely naked.
All of Paul's clothes are CGI.
So the chat room is saying that the keying isn't bad tonight. My shoulder isn't invisible. Oh, wrong arm. My shoulder isn't visible. I think that's possibly because my t-shirts are normally so faded because I wash them so infrequently that they are almost blue when they should be black. And by wearing a quite smart shirt, going a little bit. Yeah. I think we should start doing bow ties and stuff like that for the show.
Your natural musk just makes everything black.
I did ask you to get me a large leather-bound chair so I could sit in it.
Well, we could maybe look. When we get the new studio started, we could maybe look at a large leather-bound chair for you.
That would be good.
Sam, that would be nice. Just a nice armchair that kind of hugs you.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, if he's getting that, I will have a sex hammock, please.
You can shut your dirty mouth.
There's another word going to happen there. What was it going to be? Dirty whore mouth, wasn't it?
It might have been, yeah, but I pulled it back, whereas you didn't care.
So, it's 2 weeks from E3, which basically means there's bog all to talk about. We get
drip-fed stuff from now on, really.
Yeah, there's not really going to be too much. We've got a few things. Wait a minute. I just noticed I brought up my wrong notes. Oh, hold on. That was highly unprofessional of me.
Because you're always professional.
Talk amongst yourselves. I just realised I brought up the notes for the last show. I'm sitting here thinking, Steam mod issues. I'm sure we've discussed Steam modding before.
Yeah.
Not very well.
Hold on, I'll try and find the correct notes. You guys just talk amongst yourselves while I find the correct notes.
How's your mum?
What? She's a bit grumpy since you refused to cook her breakfast.
I don't cook. Just drop the kippers and leave.
Okay, okay, right. The chat room is suggesting a love chair for you and Sam to spoon in.
A love chair?
Yeah, you know, one of those.
They're not even. How do you spoon on a love chair? It's in a weird S shape, and you're both facing away from each
other.
Okay,
maybe not an official love chair, but certainly one that the two of you could just kind of get close. And then
there's an official love chair.
It's official BTN love chair.
All right, okay.
So really, I think what
you would make it himself in his shed. It's another love chair bashed out.
Why did you become a sweet gym?
I feel that voice suits his face more than his actual voice.
Oh dear. Yeah, so anyway, there's not a lot to talk about because E3 is around the corner. E3 is the 16th of June, I think so.
Round about.
A couple of weeks away, yep. So we've got a few things, we've got a couple of leaks, but we're going to talk about Sam's.
But we plugged them!
I brought the turnips.
I had turnip for tea, just before I started the show.
So. Segue!
It's the best segues ever done.
It's a Mother Hubbard segue.
Oh dear, was that swear there?
No, I said Mother Hubbard.
Mother Hubbard, right, okay, fair enough.
Because I'm in control tonight.
Okay, cool. Anyway.
But just in case you've written the time down there.
Okay, five. So because of this monitor, there's something wrong with the monitor just now, so I'm struggling to see the numbers in there. 5:49. Right, okay, anyway.
Swear tits off tonight.
It's going to be so hard.
You would do as well, you twat.
Microsoft apparently are releasing a new Xbox One controller. This will be the first change that they've made to the Xbox One controller since go live. We have a picture of it here. It was leaked by the Australian retailer Libro. The Austrian. Oh, it's that other one. The other one that doesn't put shrimps anywhere. Austrian retailer Libro leaked this picture of the controller.
Yeah, which doesn't really give away much because the way really change in design is the 3.5mm. it's audio jack on the bottom, which we can't see there. And I take it the design on that controller is just a design you can choose anyway.
I'm actually thinking about it because it's in.
Hang on, we'll still move this as you can
see. Don't put it back. Don't put it back a second.
Hang on,
the last one.
I'm just trying to get.
Oh, just get it sorted.
God's sake.
Right, so it's.
He's in his work gear, so he's now acting like he does at work and does very, very little.
Ineptly.
Yeah. Just shouts at the admin people.
There we go. Right, hang on. There we go. Right, so apparently number 16 here in this image here is the audio jack. That's the closest we have to an image of it.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
Well,
no, okay, cool. So apparently the only real thing here is the audio jack. The colour scheme here is assumed to be some sort of one that's going to come out on the latest Call of Duty or something.
I was just about to say on that. So that's what they call dazzle pattern. And I think they've actually put it on to kind of disguise the shape of it a bit in their pre-release images.
Okay.
Because that's what
is there a joke coming
does.
Here, or is this actually
no,
serious?
No, that's serious. That's what dazzle pattern's for. It's to hide the actual proper shapes and curves
okay.
of it.
Okay, there you go.
Well. Used in the Second World War because the theory was that it would put you off actually being able to shoot and make it really difficult to judge how fast and stuff things were going. So.
But this image is from the box art of the box the controller comes in on a website that's actually selling the product.
Really?
It's not from Microsoft.
Because actually it just looks like a white friggin' screen and not a box, tit face.
Well, there is
so
a...
shut your filthy little presumption-making arse trap.
Okay, guys, calm down. What just got lost there?
The chat room.
So the chat room has just been banished. Sam actually bought a device to speak to you in the chat room tonight so that you can actually interact with me, and Chiz has just confiscated it for some reason.
Yeah, I feel that outburst was no needed for it.
There was no need for it. Okay. So Microsoft have commented
on
the matter.
The show was.
Very much. There's
oh,
no need for this show.
It's going to be a good one tonight. Okay. Microsoft have commented on the matter. Apparently, we're gearing up for an exciting E3 where we'll showcase more games and experiences. We have nothing further to share at this time.
Woohoo! Go Microsoft!
So we're expecting this controller to be announced at E3. Not confirmed. Apart from the 3.5mm, as we've said, the 3.5mm headphone jack, that's all that's really different. The
your hands are so slimy.
Those are cold and dead. It's just in my old hands.
Yet dry.
Right, guys.
It's greasy.
Are we done?
I hope so.
Oh, dear. Right, okay, so I actually quite like that it's got a 3.5mm jack because I had to buy a special cable. What? Pay attention!
We are!
I had to buy a little cable for my headphones so that it would actually work in the controller. So.
Yeah, I take it, well, anyone... Is this controller is for people who have got their own... It's third-party... It's headsets, like
Turtle Beach,
yeah,
or
and things like that. So,
but Turtle Beach actually come with a little cable, which I found out after buying that separate cable. I then went to, what are you doing?
I'm just doing a direct comparison. It's really not much difference at all.
It's
just pretty much a 3.5mm jack, yeah, which is on the bottom. Mm-hmm. So we can't actually see in that picture, which is handy.
Yes. So, so that's basically it. Wow. 10 minutes in, we've covered one story. Good. We've got a long way to go.
we've got
story.
So little to talk about. We need to eke it all out, dear. Don't we?
Hi, Andy. Andy Vaughan has just joined the chat room, I think that is. Good evening, Andy.
I'll let you have your chat room back.
There we go. That's There's actually people now. In the chat room to chat.
Hopefully.
Righty's in the chat room as well. Good evening, Righty. I popped this in the Facebook, our Facebook members area. PlayStation 4 version of Ultra Street Fighter 4 will support the PS3 fight sticks. Now, it's interesting that they're supporting the PS3 fight sticks. Hold on, I'm just going to find a picture of the PS3 fight sticks. I actually went to the effort of finding, because I didn't actually know what a fight stick was until I found this picture. There we go. That is a fight stick. It's one of the many fight sticks
just
you can buy.
Arcade sort of fighting controls you'd normally get.
Yeah, you can buy many of them. They've apparently opened this up because it's something that people like to use with the Street Fighter V games. But I asked the question...
Any fighting game in general, really.
Well, that's true. I asked the question to our Facebook group, and I'm just going to try and bring up that conversation. Because I kind of said, what is the point in these games anymore? When you look at the actual... hang on, I've got the video here. So when you look at the actual gameplay of this... it's I don't actually see there being a huge amount of difference from the old Street Fighter games. I know you, Chiz, you had an opinion on this, and yeah, you kind of called me out on it a wee bit. But
well, it's just that, like, there is a big fan base, especially in Japan, but there's, like, well, these games can be, well, there's a lot of people take it quite seriously, and there's big tournaments with, it's cash prizes happen quite often, especially with the Street Fighter games, and I say there's a hardcore following for these sort of games, just because we don't generally play these games much anymore doesn't mean no one else does.
Yeah, I know, I get that. And to be honest, I kind of put in the Facebook group to kind of see if we can get a bit of a conversation going anyway. But
I was kind of with you, Paul, but I really didn't have the energy that day to actually speak at all. The graphics haven't particularly improved since the SNES days,
I know,
though, have they?
Well, but, yeah, there's our memory of it, to be fair.
Yeah, there's a big difference between that and the SNES.
But, no, I know what Sam's saying. That, I mean, there's not a huge amount. Yes, okay, there's a graphical difference. Not a massive difference.
No, you know, like, what's the DC Universe fighting game thing where you can be Batman?
Marvel versus DC or something?
No, it's, yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Infinity Crisis or something like that. That's actually, it's a really good, I mean, it's crap, but well, I think it's crap. A lot of people might like it, whatever. Shut up, you losers.
What are we going to say?
That looks way more attractive than this.
Yeah, it's just sight. It's just 2D. I mean, okay, there's an element of 3D a little bit as you go in and out.
Reason behind that is as soon as you change it from being a 2D fighter, it changes the whole fighting mechanics. And the whole reason these sort of games have got a big following is because there's a rule base that's set to it. It's like, think of it like, say, if you've got a card game. Then all of a sudden you change the rules. You change the rules and how it's played. There's loads of folk who go mad. So, yeah, it's basically, in essence, it's that sort of idea. That's why it's not never. It's been honed over the years rather than vastly changed. Whenever they have changed it to being more of a 3D fighting game, kind of, it's like Virtua Fighter and whatever. It's failed. It just I don't know. I'd say there's just a hardcore. There's a lot of folk who love this game. It's
yeah, I get that.
It's not for me at all. Like, I'm not a massive fan of them, but it still has a place in gaming.
Yeah. So, Stephen Robertson on the Facebook group said, "I think at the core there's still an ultimate test of reflexes and quick thinking strategy, the game equivalent of chess. I admire them more than play them, though, as they're so repetitive. Spending hours learning a new move is pretty dull." Bede in the Facebook group also said, "I think maybe they would be fun if you had a group of mates into the same thing. Getting into them alone, not so much."
Yeah.
And the chat room is just chiming in. "Timing of the movements in this is identical to the old versions. Isn't Rui 70 years old now? And I know Street Fighter really needs two dinosaurs chewing a car." Nope.
I quite like the chewing the car bit, actually. So that was my favourite part. Apart from the slightly bouncing trucks, I think there's a lot of kind of gang banging going on in the back of the cabs there.
And the dinosaurs were just dogging behind.
Yeah.
It's
because the crowd get bored of seeing the same fights all the time, so they start doing
a lot
their
of people getting really excited and jacking off.
Nice, nice. Chiz, have you played one of these kind of games recently on kind of more modern consoles?
No, I have not been playing for a while. I might add a quick shot of Street Fighter 4, the one we're currently watching, but it's Street Fighter 5 is the one that's coming out. It's PlayStation exclusive as well, is it not? Mm-hmm, but yeah. I think I might have played the demo. I think I downloaded it a while ago, I think. But nah, it's like, they're not for me, but no. I do understand why people do really enjoy them.
Yeah, I think I can safely say that last time
there is a strategy to it and everything like that.
Yeah, I think the last time I can safely say that I played any of those games was probably like on the SNES or the Mega Drive.
I think it was the
90s,
like
that. Yeah, I think that was
definitely. On the original PlayStation, it was me, you, and your brother, and a few others. I think we spent a whole day playing. It was Soul Calibur, was it not?
That's true. Yes. Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Do you think in Jurassic World, while Chris Pratt running, driving his little motorbike around with his raptors following him, chasing the mutated dinosaur, there's just going to be two people beating the crap out of each other, ignoring everything that's going on? That's going to be the last thing on your mind, with two T-Rexes in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let's just stop for a rumble, lads. Bring it. Actually, we'd probably do that, wouldn't we?
FIFA 16.
Have a little spat in the middle of the zombie apocalypse.
FIFA 16
create
is
yourself a soup kitchen.
Out on September the 22nd. It's a few months away. And apparently it's going to be the first one to actually have women's football teams in it. They're going to have 12 national teams, including Germany, USA, France, Sweden, England, Brazil, Canada, Australia, Spain, China, Italy, and Mexico. You won't be able to play each other, so you won't be able to put a men's team up against a women's team. And they fully intend to add club teams in the future. I don't know if there's much to say about this other than, well, it's about time. I'm a bit kind of shocked.
I was going to say, it's kind of odd that they would suddenly recognise half of the human race like that.
I'd say, to be fair, it's women's football. It's only been the past couple, past maybe 2-3 years that it's women's football's it's been getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So like, it does make sense now. Like, obviously, it's 10 years ago. Yeah, I understand why it wasn't there, because it's women's football wasn't as big as what it is now. So it makes sense to introduce it now, and hopefully, it's a shame it's not up to, obviously up to the same sort of standards as like. As the men's sport, as in having all the club teams in it, but they'll get there eventually.
A little bit out of time.
It's a step in the right direction.
As the foosballing expert here, Chris, can I ask?
All right, me. I thought.
No, certainly not me. Do you think the rise of female soccer is due in part to its popularity in America amongst girls?
Possibly.
Is that how it's kind of taken off a bit? Because it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's
popped in my head.
That's probably a...
Oh, well, enough about football. Let's move
a fair theory.
So the chat room, Ewan in the chat room is asking, did FIFA pay us to cover their game?
No, but it sounds like they should have done.
And are the women's team wearing tighter shirts as per Sepp Blatter's instructions?
I don't know. I was a footy, I don't think so.
David Rutter, head of FIFA
series. I don't even want to touch that one, my joke, to be honest.
David Rutter, head of the FIFA series, told The Guardian, quote, "We needed to have tools and technology in place that could differentiate between men and women." He explained, "Plus, we had to factor in the time and effort required for travelling around the world to scan faces and heads, record motion capture, etc. It's been on the to-do list for a while."
But it's good they're actually doing that, because it would have been pretty crap of them if they just used the same it's motion from the men's, but just put a woman's face on it.
Sure. No. Yeah, but they're trying to claim that going around the world, but surely most of these women's team hang out in roughly the same area as the men's team. You know, like the women's Arsenal club is not going to be based in Edinburgh, because Arsenal's based in, the men's team's going to be based in London.
They don't have the women's Arsenal team in it. It's the international.
I get that, but the England squad... But the England squad has... I read.
Yeah, but the Mexican squad's not in England.
But they have Mexican players. They would have had the Mexican international men's squad in the game, surely? Yes?
Yeah.
And logically, the men who play in the Mexican squad probably play at quite a high level. Therefore, logically, the women who play at quite a high level are going to play for the female versions of the men's teams, the club teams. So if they're going to film the Mexican people, or they're going to film the Brazilian teams, there's a reasonable chance that the club next door, which is the women's club, is going to have some of the top international women's players in it.
And so that leads to
an interesting
question. Is there a similarity between the qualities of teams? So are you kind of top Chelsea, Man United, certainly not Liverpool because they're crap, but other good teams?
They're the women's champions at the moment.
I just said it because
touché,
sir. Like the Liverpool. But are they, you know, are the top men's teams generally the same groups?
It's kind of going that way. Like, it is kind of going the same way as the men's, as in.
It's where the money is.
Yeah. So, like, Man City have now got a women's team got introduced, maybe it was 2 years ago. And obviously they threw tons of cash at it, as did Liverpool a few seasons ago. Arsenal are probably the most successful team, but ever since Man City and Liverpool and Chelsea have thrown a lot more cash at their women's team, it's become a lot more competitive now.
Okay. Mm. How well are they paid?
No idea.
I bet the women's team are still paid better than professional rugby players anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no
probably
idea.
Probably.
Who cares about rugby?
I do. The chat room's just asking, which I think is an interesting question regarding this, and I don't know if it was meant as a joke or not, but are the women's teams... it would be interesting if the women's gameplay is in any way different to the men's gameplay.
Well, I've watched a little bit of women's football, and to be honest, they're bloody good. The only thing I would say that they're definitely weaker at is women's goalkeepers seem to be shockingly bad.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but apart from that, they're... I obviously would still say the best men's team would still beat the best it's women's team, but who's to say in the future that can't change?
Yeah.
But
the actual the way they play.
Their goalkeeping's got... But they'll play exactly the same.
But is it the same rules? Not obviously. But like the style of it. So now I'm going to...
Are they more defensive, more aggressive?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I would imagine them being more aggressive. That might just be my experience of women.
That's all. Is that same as men's? It's whatever way a team prefers to play. So you'll get a women's team that like to pass the ball, say, like, well, attempt to play like it's Barcelona, or you'll have a team that plays a defensive game like Chelsea or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Just, okay.
I wouldn't say that's limited to sex. It's limited to what that team plays.
The chat room suggested that or saying that the women's game generally they play slower.
Is that the guy that got murdered horribly? I maybe should have saved.
Covering a lot of FIFA games tonight. F1 2015 has been delayed by a month. Codemasters has delayed the release of F1 2015 until the 10th of July. It was due to the 12th of June. Chizza, you and Ed Marshall had quite a conversation that wasn't actually related to this game as much as you just discussed F1 in general in the Facebook page. Yeah. So I don't think there was anything really on that conversation stream that we could call out regarding this game. But you're the only one out of us that plays these games. I mean, is this disappointing to you, or was it kind of expected?
I was looking forward to it as long as it still turns out good. That's the main thing, so I can wait an extra month. But yeah, I was looking forward to it this month. I'll have to make with Batman this month instead. I was getting that anyway, but two games this month would have been handy.
I say that unless you are highly trained, the chances of someone in a musket shooting at by 20 paces was natural.
God, it's got so much health. It's
Space Between Project Cars.
Stars above them.
Maybe.
Because it's going to attract a similar crowd.
Maybe. That's maybe a part of it as well, but I'd say the extra month... publisher side, that extra month will help that. But on the developer side, I'm sure an extra month to improve the game and make sure it's more ready at launch. I have no doubt it'll still have some bugs in it, because it always does, but as long as it's nothing game-breaking.
It's just got some legs.
Just how many just
tackle.
Usually when it's a subject you've been interest in, we forget you're here.
I just ask questions about freaking football.
Who's your money on?
I'm going to go with a guy. We have had a couple of F-bombs in this episode, so you know it's all balanced.
No.
So that's basically all the main news we have.
Everyone eventually learns.
There's an XCOM 2 trailer. We'll check that out.
Let's see if I can find it. Actually, you guys pad while I try and find it.
It looked like it's set even more in the future. It's like the gist I got from the trailer was it's like the human race is now living seems to be coexisting with some sort of aliens while other aliens are attacking them.
Well, at the end, it proved that actually a lot of the aliens
They've not spoiled me, that's why.
Necessarily bad, they were just being controlled.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the greys and stuff.
Can I put a little caveat into this here? I don't know what this is going to be like because we literally have a bunch of
guys.
Straight away! If this ends up being a porn video in the middle of it, you're
welcome. It's IGN, I think we're okay.
That's true, it is IGN.
Do you get as you go along.
So it's so much to do with Assassin's before boredom
issues. Shut up for a bit.
But it's like, it's not, yeah. I'd say it's just a reveal trailer, so it's not a...
Why do you think we didn't wait for E3 for this?
I think some games... Like,
what should we do for next one?
Trying to beat E3 to get the ball rolling rather than wait for E3 and have their Thunderstone by...
Is that going to be entertaining? Watch us play that.
So it makes maybe sense for a game like XCOM, which has got
a large following, but maybe not to the same extent as, say, like what Uncharted game will have.
I would really like to do...
And it's quite nice to actually get a few games announced before it arrives rather than us waiting and having no news at all.
You could record it. You could record it from your point of view on this one.
Like do our bat fight.
Assaulting.
Yeah. We'll try and work out a way to do that.
Kind of okay. Stephen Russell and all that on Russell.
Yeah, I think the gist I got was there's no police pretending to be aliens here, and these are the guys you'll control.
Oh, that's quite a cool looking alien. That's not in the first one at all.
It's a G.I. Joe's enemy, the Cobra Command, coming in.
Sweet.
There's a little drone.
Little drones, which are in the first one.
This. There's a guy having a...
No, stop describing what's going on.
You don't do it as well as I do, Paul. Just a man doing a big bang there. And that is a rather tall grey.
You like watching videos of men doing big bangs, don't you?
Yeah. That is a very tall grey. The greys are really small in the first one. So that's interesting. And they also seem to have like proper hand-to-hand weapons.
One good thing about having this trailer without the music is it had that whole sort of like usual thumping soundtrack you get in film trailers and it's like dum, which is really irritating. I wish trailers would stop doing that.
There is a definite fad for doing that. Though,
yeah. I think Inception's got what to answer for.
That's a rather large airplane.
So you said there was another story that we just broke just before we came on the air as well that you want to cover. XCOM was another one.
That was an accident, and I'd prefer it if we didn't talk about it live on air. Okay. I have washed since, and it will never happen again.
Okay. So the list of E3, games, I suppose, at E3, IGN has actually compiled a sort of a wiki page that is listing all the different games that they're expecting to be released at E3. Now, we could go through every single one of them here.
No.
I suggest we don't. Are you guys in agreement?
One thing I did notice is, are these all actually confirmed, or are these the ones they think are happening?
No.
Or is it a mixture of both, really?
I think it's kind of a mixture of both. So the games at E3 2015 list contains all of the suspected and confirmed games appearing at E3 2015.
Okay, how about this then, right? Your top one that is confirmed and your top one that you would like to be in that list.
I'm going to shoot off with No Man's Sky as my one that's confirmed, because I'm fairly sure that will be there. Okay. I don't know if it's actually confirmed, but we know that it exists.
It's already been announced,
it does exist.
Yeah.
And Half-Life 3. I'm going to hold out for Half-Life 3.
Okay. Half-Life 3 is a good call.
Mm-hmm. And cheers.
Confirmed. What am I looking forward to? I don't know if it is. Well, actually, probably not. One it could bounce into either words, the new Deus Ex game, which they have announced, but whether or not... I might see something at E3, but it depends how early they announce it. They might have been into annoying developers that announced it years before they actually show anything off.
Oh, I love it when they do that.
Which is just a pain in the arse. I'm looking forward to seeing how Halo 5 looks.
Mm,
that's one of the confirmed, and I'll go over. And it's Deus Ex, which I don't think is confirmed, but we know of.
Deus Ex, definitely. Mankind Divided. We've heard rumors about that. We've talked about.
Yeah. One thing I noticed because IGN have coded the exclusives for each of the consoles is. Sony doesn't have to have. There doesn't appear to be many blue lines there for
exclusives. Yeah,
yeah, and there was
Persona 5.
Yeah, and there was Sony did say that I did read somewhere Sony had said that they don't actually have many exclusive games coming out this year, which is a bit disappointing. I think Microsoft seems to have built up a bit of steam with their games that they're releasing over PlayStation at the moment, and. I'm starting to really regretting getting my PlayStation 4 so early. I should have just waited off and waited till it was actually two or three games really bought. Because at the moment, the exclusives that I've bought, I've been fairly disappointed with.
Beat bought it, and I think he's had one game on it.
Bloodborne. He bought it just for Bloodborne, which he's really enjoying. But Bloodborne, something about it just doesn't appeal enough to me. I might pick it up cheap at some point, and I might absolutely love it. But there's something about it just doesn't appeal to me at all. Which doesn't mean in no way means it's a bad game. It just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
Because I know there's loads of people who are absolutely loving it.
Sam, what are you looking forward to for E3?
There's two, but to get off my usual Total War bandwagon, I'm going to go to Mad Max,
which I coincidentally have the trailer ready waiting because I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, okay. So particularly...
Which you thought was cancelled at one point.
Well, yeah, because I had it pre-ordered on Amazon, which it's still not up on Amazon, by the way. I had it pre-ordered on Amazon and it just magically disappeared.
And then they cancelled it?
Really peeved.
But did they cancel your pre-order?
Yeah, they cancelled my pre-order and told me it wasn't coming.
Yeah.
And it's still...
There's loads of websites sell cheaper on Amazon anyway.
But you still can't get on and pre-order. Which is quite... annoying.
Yeah.
Apart from on American sites, you can pre-order in America. But yeah, I was really, really excited about this before I saw what's the movie? What's it called?
Fury Road.
And now I've seen that. Although this is not the same beast at all.
Which is good.
But it's
Its own animal. I'm just going down beast and animals sayings there, but there we go.
Well,
it makes sense for Mad Max.
You've always been into bestiality, yeah. So I think it looks phenomenal. Driving around, your ammo's really scarce, so you're mostly beating the crap out of people or just smashing them up with your car. And yeah, it's going to be sweet. The combat looks fairly brutal.
Yeah.
I don't like the way people kind of seem to be waiting.
Yeah,
to attack you.
There's been a few journalists lately in the past few weeks have had a hands-on with it, and the general thought is the hand-to-hand sort of combat's uninspired but good, but
solid.
But it's not doing anything new compared to any other game, and like it's basically following the same sort of formula as Assassin's Creed and Batman, which is a good sort of combat thing, but it seems to be getting overused.
But they
all came away. The actual car mechanics of destroying stuff and ramming people on the road and is what makes the game far, far better.
Well,
they've all absolutely loved the car mechanics.
Just in the video there, you saw him kind of dragging away like old scraps of car and metal and stuff. So you actually go out and grab... Oh, look, eating dog food. Awesome.
You do that anyway. It's safe from the apocalypse.
It is actually really tasty. Yeah, so going out and dragging scrap back, because you use the metal to kind of build up armour and build... I think you actually make ammunition later on in the game, so you use all that kind of scrap metal for that kind of stuff. So really, really like that kind of idea behind it.
Imagine all that mixed with a new Fallout.
Mad Max have breathing tubes.
Yeah.
None of them can breathe. They've all got asthma. And is he eating someone there?
I'm sure one of the bad guys in this game is called Scrotus.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, the main bad guy is called Scrotus.
You said two games, Sam. What was the other one?
That was the official one that I'm looking forward to. The other one, obviously, is Warhammer Total War, which is going to be fantastic.
Do you think they're going to say something about that E3?
Potentially, yeah.
I think they'll have something there with that.
So, I saw an interesting little article about that it's supposed to be released in October this year.
Nice.
So, I mean, something will have to be E3 then.
But they have been developing it for a couple of years, so, yeah.
Okay.
And the one that isn't on the list that I would really, really like to see, because you guys had really good ones, is Fallout 4, that I don't really expect.
I think there's
a good chance of that, or a new proper Elder Scrolls game, because as I say, it's Bethesda have actually doing their own stage show for the first time, so they must be announcing at least a couple big things.
Well,
why do a stage show if you're just doing your usual round of stuff?
A new Elder Scrolls would be sweet.
Yeah,
well, I'd be happy with that.
A new Fallout and a new Elder Scrolls, and both of them single player, not this massive online bullshit. Like, that would be an awesome E3 from Bethesda if they released both of them.
No Man's Skies looks just like blooming... What's that game that I've got that I can't get my head around at all?
It's just the one Bede got.
Elite.
Elite. I'm really looking forward to this.
You should
this
have a
no
go at Elite, Paul.
Yeah, I should actually.
Do you want me to give you my login for it?
Yeah, I'll
be looking. The difference is with this one, you can actually fly down to planets and get out and.
Oh, well, that'd be quite cool as well.
Yeah.
I won't mind doing that.
And it's all completely generated, which is like billions of planets and all sorts. And
yeah, it does look awesome. I'm really looking forward to
this. All, like, it sounds like an immensely clever game.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it lives up to what we've seen and what they've said is a different thing. Hopefully, yeah.
The other one I'm quite looking forward to is Division as well. This one was announced at E3 last year, and so we're getting a little bit closer to this one as well, which could be quite cool. We'll see what happens here, but this is the Division.
Although, this will be another one of those games where when it actually gets closer to release, people will start comparing it to the early footage and go, yep, it's been downgraded, which seems to be the normal thing. Like, even The Witcher doesn't look as good as what it was when it was first announced, and all the Assassin's Creeds have never looked as good when they first showed them. As of every game, that's one thing to bear in mind for E3. Whatever the game looks like, bear in mind the game will not look that good when it's in your console.
Yeah.
Sorry, but anyone that makes complaints like that, have you never been into f***ing McDonald's, you idiots? Have you not looked at the pictures in McDonald's and then looked at the burger you actually get? Shut up.
No, well,
of course it's going to look better on the fancy adverts. It's just silly to think it's going to
look
that
good.
No, I don't think so. I honestly think it is.
No, I don't think so.
When they show off its gameplay at E3 and then claim this has come from a PlayStation, they usually say this is in-game footage, and then you actually see it and you actually get the content. It's like, it doesn't look the same as what you showed off. I think it's getting to a point where there's a lot of people starting to call them out, especially it's Ubisoft, because when they announced it was Watch Dogs, that original showing looked fantastic, and the game looks nothing like that now. When it came out, it's like, fair enough, if it's going to be like a pre-viz of like what you're aiming for, say that. Don't say this is in-game footage. This is like this is happening now on a console that you own, which they started to do, and they're getting called out on it now. So hopefully, we'll see more things at E3 actually being played on a PC or an actual console, and it'll look like how. What we'll actually get.
What's the story behind this Division malarkey then? Why were those people kind of appearing in orange in front of them?
No one cares.
Why is everyone dead?
No one knows.
It was a virus or something.
No, I
can't remember. There was a trailer when it first came out, but it's been that long since I've seen it.
It has been.
Tom Clancy games just... I don't know,
they're the kind of games that I pick up happily for like 10, 15 quid.
Yeah.
And I quite enjoy them for 10, 15 quid. I never buy Tom Clancy's games for...
The thing is, they're just
like
he's got nothing to do with them now. They're just attaching his name to these games now.
That's true. The other thing I mentioned, of course, we're expecting something around virtual reality at the at E3. So hoping to see something around Project Morpheus or Microsoft's HoloLens or Valve's... I forgot what Valve's one's called.
Vive.
Or Oculus Rift. And while we're talking about Oculus Rift, would you like a shot of Oculus Rift?
Yes, please.
Sam, would you like a shot of Oculus
Rift?
Well, we're going to have an Oculus Rift at the Bash this year. If you want to come along to the British Tech Network Bash, it will be there all day. All day, gentlemen.
The whole day.
The whole day, while we think
so. It's not just going to be snatched away.
No. So it's going to be there at the Bash, and you'll be able to rock up and have a play. I wish I actually knew. I've not actually spoke to the gentleman who's bringing it along. Ewan knows him. So I don't actually know who it is to give him a name check. So if you're listening, I apologise that I didn't know your name.
I suspect it's not going to be Oculus at all. It's just going to be glasses, and then Ewan's just going to get his balls out and swing them out in front of your face. Look how real this looks. You can actually smell them.
All day, apparently. All day. Ewan just confirmed in the chat room. So Ewan is listening, so please be prepared.
All day, swinging them out all day.
All right, so we're going to have an Oculus Rift there all day, so please come along.
That's ball commitment.
Well, you know, if you're going to commit your balls for half an hour, you might as well commit them for the entire day.
All day, very good. So yeah, going to be there all day if you want to come along. If you want to come along, if you head on over to thebritishtechnetwork.com and click on the Bash link, and you can pay for a fine ticket, which will cost you 20 of your British pounds. If you want to pay in English pounds or Scottish pounds, we'll accept them as well.
How much in euros?
British pounds. Probably about 23 quid in the exchange rate, I would expect, somewhere about there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you thought I was going to not know that.
I suspect you still don't know that.
It's a smidge more than... You get a smidge more than 1 euro to the pound. So yeah, come along to the bash. It'll be an awesome day, 4th of July, Saturday, 4th of July in Birmingham, Water Orton, more accurately, just outside Birmingham, and I will be there and you will be there and all sorts of stuff. Virtualmind.co.uk is giving us the Oculus Rift of the day, virtualmind.co.uk. So thank you very much to them.
Very kind of them.
Much appreciated. And we will enjoy playing the Oculus Rift all day there. So the chat
really
room is saying...
It'll make me feel sick.
Robert Lucas from VirtualMind.
So add to the fun to it.
The chat room saying that they would like to see sale price and definite availability of the Oculus Rift, because we've got rough availability at the moment, rough pre-order times, so I'd like to see sale price. And also, Righty in the chat room is asking when Delia Fighter 4 Ultra is coming out. I am not sure of that. Is that a mod where you get to...
is that like Delia Smith?
Delia Smith's mouth.
Delia Smith versus Gordon Ramsay.
Some of your sordid sex fantasies coming out there, Paul.
Smashing each other up.
Oh, dear. Yes. Delia Fighter 5 is I don't know when it's
called. Is it her and just our army of Norwich fans kicking the crap at Gordon Ramsay?
It'll say something completely different. He's just totally wrong.
It'd be Dave.
No, yeah. Actually, it does say Delia
Norman
Fighter.
Norman Fighter. Yeah.
So I'm assuming you mean Street Fighter 4 Ultra, and that's going to be coming out. So I googled it, and basically retail is saying the 7th of August, and digital is saying June the 4th, which seems quite odd. But I'm expecting it's kind of later on in the summer.
Don't admit that you Google things. Just pretend that you know.
I have no idea.
Well, you just fake it. That's what we normally do, isn't it?
So the chat room has disappeared away down a Delia Smith rabbit hole here. We've got
How did he manage to write Delia instead of Street?
I don't know.
That's a real keyboard cocker.
So they're asking for Delia dogging recipes. Righty, who's
I bet,
from?
I bet she could give you some dogging recipes.
Righty, who's from Norwich, says that we have to wash our mouth out. No one insults their queen. then he confirms that that's actually Stephen Fry. That's not Delia Smith.
Oh, well, hey, I could support that one. I do like a bit of Fry.
Oh dear. Okay.
There's some big dogs there. Just walked past massive dogs.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we were still leaving that plane. The other thing I'd be interested to see, do you think we'll see anything about the NX console? I know Nintendo aren't officially at E3, but they normally do a press conference during E3.
They do their what would you call it? Their web thing with their live their stream.
Are they
of
not
news, don't
yet?
They? No, I think they made so much cash off the original Wii they can probably keep going for another 50 years.
Probably.
But yeah, hopefully.
Even you sounded disappointed there, Paul.
Hopefully, we'll see something like the most annoying thing that came out of Nintendo recently was Zelda's been delayed till next year.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm quite looking forward to that. It's the only reason that I would fire my... Actually, I was considering firing my Wii U back up again for use it for the DLC for Mario Kart, which I've still not downloaded yet. And there was an advert on the telly the other day about it. So
yeah, it's good. If you enjoy Mario Kart, download it.
Gears of War 4, which of course the original one was a trilogy, so this is, in theory, this will be a new story starting again. We should have something about Gears of War. And Uncharted 4 as well. Which, of course, both of those will be the only versions on kind of our current-gen consoles, Xbox One and PlayStation 4. This podcast and all the others on the fine, fine British Tech Network are sponsored by the awesome people at UK2. They sponsor all of the feeds coming in and out. They don't sponsor the feed. They sponsor all the shows on British Tech Network. So if you go to britishtechnetwork.com and you can go back to any of our old shows. We have now done over 70 shows of this here gamer show. That's quite impressive.
I thought we were on 69.
We technically are, but we have two shows.
I was going to make a comment about it being show 69.
We have two shows in the can that I've not actually released yet, which is our playthrough of Goat Simulator and our playthrough of Assassin's Creed Unity. So we've technically recorded, this will be 69, and we've technically recorded 71. I just haven't released the two of those yet, but I will do those soon.
Are we counting those as shows?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah. So we're now over 70
shows. They're actually
shows.
Enjoyable. I only count the ones that are tedious and long-running.
So if you want to head over to britishtechnetwork.com and you want to go back to any of our shows, go back to the very first show we did over 3 years ago, you can
and
go
find
there.
Out we have not gotten better whatsoever.
our setup's maybe a little bit better. We can actually play videos and stuff now, but that's about the only thing.
If you carefully listen between the first and the show, you can hear our souls dying.
Sam.
And our listeners.
This is technically 70, because remember we did the pilot show that we never released.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did. Never
well, it wasn't released, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I still think our pilot show was better than our...
actual first show.
Why did we re-record it? Because we just had to redo our off-the-cuff gags.
The pilot was so much better.
If you want to head over to britishtechnetwork.com/UK2, you can see all, you can go over there and you can buy all sorts of cool stuff. And if you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors, and you can see all our sponsors links with all the codes and everything like that you can add in and get money off all sorts of cool stuff, VPNs, VPSs, and all that kind of stuff. They are awesome. We love them to bits. The other people I want to mention is just the people currently sponsoring our live stream. It's 100tb.com. Go over and say hi to them. Tell them that we sent you. These are the guys that are sponsoring our live stream that we are currently speaking on. So if you're not over here and you're not in the chat room and you're listening to what we're saying right now, then you probably got better things to do. So that's fair enough.
Who hasn't?
But no, it would be great if you'd come along. We've got a few folk in the chat room tonight having a wee chat, and it would be awesome if you could come along and chat with us too. And it's all thanks to 100tb.com for creating that streaming service for us, so thank you very much.
Cheers.
And we're also on Alpha Geek Radio as well if you want to listen to us there, and that's through that same stream. The other thing, final thing to mention just in this little section here, is our Patreon. If you want to head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/Patreon and sponsor us whatever you feel is necessary, anything from $1 upwards, which is about 60 pence a month upwards, and we appreciate anything you can fire our way. And if you can't afford anything, that's cool too. There's some free ways that you can help us by giving us reviews on iTunes, by just telling your friends about us, hopefully positive things. You can, I don't know, go for a date with Sam. That'll not cost Sam anything. It'll probably cost you a bomb, but that would be a free way.
I eat like a Mother Hubbard.
That would be one way to sponsor the show. You could also take Sam away for the day, and that would be a nice thing for Amy. She would really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Or all sorts of other stuff. There's a whole list of things you can do. So if you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/support, and there's a whole list of things that you can do to help us out. Really, really appreciate it.
Chiss also has a GoFunding thing now.
Has
it's he? For a facelift for his balls and penis. Because they're looking a bit wrinkly and saggy, and he just wants them to have that nice, smooth look.
It's all the steroids, because the expanding...
Is it called a facelift?
Is
it called a facelift?
Because you're going to have a little face made on it.
All right.
Oh, so you could get like John Travolta's face in it.
You could.
Yeah.
Any face. If you pay for it, you can pick the face.
Ted Danson.
You can get. You imagine the forehead or your balls, though. I mean, that would just be a big saggy forehead. It wouldn't really work. So, could you get like three different faces?
No.
Oh. Could you get one ridiculous. That you could like turn, and it could be like a happy face, and then turn back and be a sad face?
You have taken
a little bit of, like, testicular
torsion
there a little bit.
Well, why turn? Depending on your mood, it's happy or sad.
Anyway, the chat room is asking, what's our verdict on Goat Simulator? So we're going to release the video. I'll release it hopefully this weekend or next weekend. Once you got into it, and there was three or four of us playing, it was actually quite good fun at the end when we started to get into all the cool stuff.
Yeah, it was actually.
But the beginning, it took a little while to get into. I don't actually know.
It's like, I'm not going to sit and slag off a game that was literally made over a weekend.
Yeah,
and,
I know. It was pretty damn good for me.
It was never meant to be released, and then it was.
It was kind of cool. When we decided to stop recording, about the hour mark, it was about the hour and 10 minute mark. I think it was Sam, you managed to find this room where you went into, and there was goats praying to you and all this kind of stuff. It just kind of felt like we just cracked the surface of some cool kind of Easter eggy type stuff.
There was some pretty odd stuff. Was that me or was that you, Chiss? No, that was me.
No, it was you. I found the jetpack.
Yeah, you did.
I became a goat god.
So right, you're saying in the chat room that you tried Goat Simulator demo and wasn't impressed. I have to admit, we played for like half an hour and we were all kind of sitting there going, this is a bit of rubbish.
It's one, you can't really treat it as a real game.
Yeah. It's a faff about.
Yeah.
And you've got to kind of play it with mates. I don't think that's a single player game. I think a single player game would be absolutely poop.
Just go in and try your damnedest to do weird stuff and go and explore everywhere. And they did have some interesting little things to find. So
yeah,
it's maybe not worth what £10 they're selling it for, to be honest. But
7.99 or something like
if you could pick up for a couple of pounds a later date, then why not?
Yeah, cool. Grant, okay, Sam, what have you been playing this week? You haven't actually put anything in the dock, so I've got no videos prepared, so hopefully I can do this really quickly.
I haven't really had anything, so you haven't played anything this week. I've been downloading loads and loads of different mods for various Total War games. So,
what sort of mods? They've all been really serious mods, haven't they?
Well, to be fair, you only really get really serious mods.
Has no one done any amusing mods for Total War? Like,
not as far as I'm aware, no.
Like an army of cookie monsters or anything like
that? Gigantor elephants or something. Mm. There is a Lord of the Rings-esque mod planned.
Flaming Sphincters.
Yeah, something like that. That's
an awesome band name.
Been doing that. Loads of different.
Welcome, Sage! Flaming Sphincters!
Sorry, Sam.
I just imagine them walking out and lighting a fire at the same time.
Or that would be how they end the show, just with like an arc of flame coming out of the horses. Yeah, it'd be nice. Anyway, carry on, please.
That was basically it. I really haven't. I haven't got anything new to play, so I just downloaded a whole new load of fan-made content. It's really good. Some of the artwork on it is quite fantastic, actually. Some of them look kind of more impressive than the original units designed. Loads more unit types, loads of kind of additional historic stuff that was left out, probably for good reason, in the original game, for balancing stuff, because I've noticed it makes certain factions way more powerful than others, but pretty cool.
Or you might mention the last podcast, were you not playing the first Witcher game at one point?
Oh yeah, I've been playing the first Witcher game.
But did you talk about it in the last podcast?
I did.
Yeah, it must have been kind of exciting.
You weren't paying attention.
I was actually kind of quite enjoying it.
Yeah.
Which I hated it the first time around, which I said last time. Mm-hmm. So let's not. Because I've already done it.
Because you picked up the first two like for pennies, so you thought you'd give them a shot.
Yeah, the first one was like £2 and the second one was like £3. I know it's Ross Roy seems to have the same pack. It's like the Witcher Enhanced Edition. Mm-hmm. Pretty cheap going on Steam. Steam, always worthwhile when they actually have a sale on.
When they've got a sale on, don't buy from Steam otherwise.
Not worthwhile in any way at other times.
So coincidentally, Ross Roy just joined the chat room. Just as you said his name, he's like Beetlejuice. He's just arrived.
But far, far worse. he will literally annoy the crap out of you.
I actually really quite enjoy it because...
Ross?
Ross invited me as friends on Steam and was asking advice on Total War and stuff.
Nice.
Unfortunately, he played as the Romans, which I've still never played as the Romans, and... I don't know.
Your advice
about
was null.
So, any of the other factions.
The only time someone's asked your advice, and on something that you know a hell of a lot about, you still f*** it.
Yeah. Nice. He's apparently conquering Africa now.
Oh, good lad. Can I say it is Chiz that is doing all the F bombs.
I know.
I've done a couple of other words. Noted. But it's all Chiz.
Noted. So me and Chiz, I'm sorry, I'm
Scipio Africanus. That's
me
who you
Chiz
want to take to Africa.
Have been playing.
Whoop.
Me and Chiz have been playing Witcher 3. I've got this. We're watching. I think it's IGN or somebody's playthrough of it or something like that here. But
PlayStation Access, apart.
PlayStation Access.
That doesn't look as pretty, does it?
It's. I'm really enjoying it. I'm going to rephrase that. I was really enjoying it. I started to get a bit bored now. I have to.
Have you?
Yeah. I
it can get quite chatty.
Yeah, and I'm at a point where I'm not at a level that I can actually do any of the side quests, so I basically have to just push the story on, and there is tons and tons of chattiness. So like all of the side quests, I'm a level 6 at the moment, and all of the side quests are like demons that are like 14s and 15s. Yeah.
If you keep searching around, you'll like there's tons of side. Like I've done loads of missions, but I've still got like pages of quests still to do. And quests I'm able to do, but it's just like I'm kind of overwhelmed by so much stuff to do. It's like, oh my god, I don't know where to go now.
So just to freak you out even more, is some additional constructive comments. So are there areas that are kind of really high level, or does the whole map kind of level with you, or how are they playing it?
It doesn't level with you. No. So like there'll be areas where it's kind of like, yeah, you don't want to come here yet.
So there's really, really easy places and then there's really nasty places. Yeah. I kind of prefer that.
Yeah.
Because it hides content from you for later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even then, like, there's been a few times, like, well,
you can kind of try it.
Well, yeah, you can, because
you can luck it out the game,
because what's brilliant about the game is if you actually sit and prepare for a battle, like, and do your research, the potions, and like, and suss, like, what is this, like, for example, like, I'd went through this massive cave, I'd worked all the way through it, and I was at the very end, and I could see basically the exit or a chest. I was going, oh, that's what I'm in here for. And then I got attacked by a massive vampire bat thing, which was like, which I can't remember what level it was. It was at least five or six level
levels above.
It's levels above, and it had a red skull above it, which usually tells you, yeah, this thing's going to kill you really, really, no problem at all. Mm. And I thought, right, I'm not trudging all the way back through this cave. I'm going to at least have a stab at it. So I looked.
If you pardon the pun.
Yeah, I looked up my. I looked in the book thing to see what sort of
book or online book.
No,
on the game.
In the game, cool. To find out what sort of monster it was, and then you can suss what its weaknesses are. Yeah. So I put together like a potion to put on my sword, which does more damage to it. Made sure I used the right magic on it, and basically drugged myself up in loads of potions to make myself a bit harder. You can't have too many potions, or you over it's toxify yourself and kill yourself as cool. well. Because like there's a little scale. If you have, you actually see it in your face, it goes all really veiny if you're having a bit too much. And then and basically ensued into like a half an hour battle and eventually took it down, which is really, really satisfying.
Yeah.
So you can take down things a lot higher. If it's about 10 levels higher, then yeah, even with all your stuff, unless you're exceptionally good. But
how does the swordplay work then? So is it similar to the first one in that you kind of hit and then wait for it to do like the little sign to show that
you can just keep cracking, you just match.
Yeah.
You can. So what's quite cool is you can do. So you were moaning is the wrong word, but when we were playing Unity last week, Sam, you were kind of saying, "Oh, you got to wait till the yellow thing comes above so you can get a clue." In this, it's quite cool. It doesn't give you any sort of visible warning that the other person's about to attack you, other than the fact they raised their sword.
Yeah,
So you could time blocks and parries and things like that. Yeah, it's quite cool.
But yeah, it's you've got like you've got a quick attack and a heavy attack with your sword. You've got all your magics to use, like so. You like once you
have and a group attack as well, I presume. Mm. Have you still got group attack?
No,
they've taken group attack out.
What do you mean group attack?
I don't know what group attack is. But there's nothing that allows you to attack.
Three different stances in the first one.
No.
There's fast, strong, and group.
You've got critical and quick. Okay.
Yeah, you've just got your quick attack and your heavy attack, and then. You've got the A button is a big roll, so that's which drains your stamina faster, but it's quite handy if you're swarmed by enemies. You need to get out, you press A and you can do a big roll out of the way. You've got.
If you're playing as Ciri as well, she does this almost teleport thing.
Yeah, and you've got.
Spoilers, sorry.
A dodge, which, say, like, if rather than do a massive roll, you can just sidestep an attack and get around the side of them. And if you time it right, you can block. Well, you can hold down the block, which will block hits, but all that does is block. But if you time it right, you'll block and counter.
Cool.
So it's all a bit. But once you get in the flow, like I'm actually really enjoying it because even in battles where you take no damage at all against folk who are much the same level, it's really satisfying to take them all out with taking no damage. And even if you have a hard fought fight where you're nearly dead, it's still satisfying because that was a bloody hard fight and you survived.
Yeah.
And once you get into the swing of it, and it's quite easy just to beat the buttons, and you can beat enemies lower down, but enemies higher above they'll just smash you because even though you're swinging, they'll end up stepping out of the way or they'll block your attack and leave you open. So it's all about using the right attack at the right time.
Yeah.
All the timing and whatnot.
It's good. The magic and things like that's quite cool as well. I like the fact that you are sort of almost penalised by button smashing. Like you're saying, Chiz, you actually have to kind of think about it a little bit more and dodge out of the way. I am enjoying it. It's played its course. I think I'm going to go and play something else for a little bit and I might come back to it. It's
how like, pervy is it?
Not at all. I've not covered any pervy stuff.
Very pervy.
Really?
It's
fame for being quite.
Yeah,
pervy.
No. I get that, but I was actually quite shocked that I hadn't come across anything really like
Geralt
that.
Screws everything. He loves to screw.
So the opening sequence.
Well, I suppose the opening when you select to do
quite,
it.
The opening sequence is quite.
My girl loves to screw.
So the opening sequence is quite pervy. I'll give it that. I haven't hit anything else.
No.
Other than that.
That's.
I had forgotten quite how kind of full on graphic the little shag cards are. The images that come up on the shag cards in the first
They don't
game.
Have them on the first game,
you go hump someone and it comes up with like a special card for humping that person.
Yeah.
And some of them are... So it's like taking a little pervy memento away with him as well. Not only has he humped them, but he's videoed it and he's bunging it on the internet. But he wanders off with these little cards to show his mates, oh, I've had it, I've had it. And they are full on, like, hey, all right, darling.
The Witcher Blue. Sense is quite cool. I've quite like the, there's one bit where you can smell wine going down a staircase and stuff like that, and you can see the wine. And actually, did you come across the guys doing the Reservoir Dogs, not Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction little sequence?
I know, I missed that bit.
So, there's a section where, I'm not going to give away any spoilers here, but you're basically going down a staircase following a scent of wine, and you go down in like a basement to find clues and things like that. And there's two guards standing as you walk down the stairs, and they're doing the Bring Out the Gimp scene in Pulp Fiction. So there's tons of little...
I must have walked right past that bit or something.
Yeah, there's tons of funny little Easter eggs like that. It's quite cool.
It's with him, well, earlier today, I went inside a cave, and I was using your Witcher sense is real handy for detecting if our enemies in that cave, because you can hear them from miles away. And I used it, and it pinpointed where the enemies were, and all I heard was fart noises. I was like, what the hell's in here? What do I? And there's three rock trolls complaining about their mate who wouldn't stop farting. And they're going, there's a put your finger in your anus.
I was going through a cave the other day.
That's awesome.
I was going through a cave the other day, and I'm walking through, and I could hear like something growling really, really heavily. Mm. And there's like these two red dots on my map to say that it's quite close. And I'm walking around this cave like really tentatively, holding in my Witcher Sense button to kind of find out where I was. And I have to admit, I was getting quite freaked out by it, because I was thinking, is this like one of these... Like, you can normally see them on the map, but maybe I can't see it this time. Is it invisible? It turned out it was two bears attacking my horse above me. So I got all the way through the cave, got to the other side, and was like, oh, there's nobody there. And then my horse is getting brutally attacked by two bears above me. Anyway, Ross in the chat room is asking, is there a story regarding the shirt, Paul? No, I just didn't have time to get changed when I came home from work. That's pretty much the story there, Ross. I would recommend it. I think I would be kind of disappointed, given the amount of gameplay I got, if I'd paid like 40, 50 quid for it. Given that I didn't pay that for it, I actually am really, really chuffed with it. So I would recommend, if you can find it for like 20 quid mark, it's a pickup, definitely, for me.
But the game's massive. I think whatever you're paying for it, you're going to get you're getting your money's worth, because I've put a few hours into it basically every day for the past 2 weeks, and I'm still nowhere near the end of it.
Yeah, I think I've probably put the most into this game than I have done since Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead Redemption.
But like, it's even like, because you've got your main quests, which is it's a main story, which you get a few at a time of them, which you can do in any order. You get your secondary quests, you've got your treasure hunt quests, and you've got your Witcher quest, which is basically what a Witcher does, is he will get job of hunting down a monster, which is being a prick, basically. Mm-hmm. And those are really good fun as well, because you kind of like...
You have to do a bit of research.
Yeah, because you have no idea what the monster what is at first, so you have to go and talk to people, and then they'll pinpoint you towards a site where it's last saw, and you use your Witcher sense to basically check what it's been eaten, its tracks, and then you do...
See if it's shaggable.
Yeah. And then from there, depending how hard the monster is, you can... You prepare for the battle by getting your sword oils and your potions and whatever. Yep. And off you go. I think it's great fun.
Yeah, it is.
Killing and shagging your way through Temeria.
I've just kind of gotten a little bit bored.
It's Velen in this one.
Yeah, Velen. I think that's maybe just me. I'm just not putting enough time into it, and I just need to get a little bit more time. I think it's quite cool.
Yeah, it is kind of... There's times when I play it where I kind of feel like I want to experience. I want to do everything now and have everything done. I get that part of me when I'm playing it, but it's just like no, no, just wander. You're actually the best at play is just to wander,
take it easy,
wander through. Like, don't like. As you play through it, you'll unlock quest after quest after quest, and you can, and you, it ends up feeling like, oh man, I've got tons of stuff to do. Like, I better start working, actually working away.
Like, it'll work.
Yeah, but the quests are, they're all that much fun generally, that it's not a chore. But it feels like you've got that many that it kind of feels that way a bit.
Yeah, no game should ever make you feel like you're having to work at it.
No,
I don't like massive multiplayer online RPGs or MMORPGs.
Yeah, I mean, like, this one.
There's no grinding in this or anything.
Yeah, I've not come across. The only time that it kind of came to where I was kind of thinking this is like your MMORPG. Sort of grinding a little bit was when you go and see this one dude. I'm not going to name what he is because it's a spoiler again. You go and see this one dude, and basically he's lost his goat for reasons that it will become apparent, and you have to go and find his goat.
Yeah,
and
it's some of those quests, but
is that not having a dig at those?
Yeah,
it is. It's the way, because it's the way he kind of goes. He kind of rolls his eyes when he's like, "Right, well, I go and find your goat, right? Okay."
And he's having to ring. He's having to ring a bell to bring this goat back. And what makes it amusing is it's a sort of thing. It's Geralt saying, "Yeah, Geralt of Bloody River. I'm the butcher of whatever, and I'm bringing a bloody goat with a bell."
Yeah, and so that he kind of takes the mickey out of it, but also. That totally ties into it. It's not like some guy kind of going, "Oh, you want to answer a question? Go and get me some beans." You supposedly need this goal. As it transpires, yeah.
And you can turn everything like basically every quest in the game. You can just at any point you can go, "Right, nah, screw you, I'm away." Mm-hmm. You don't have to complete the quest. Even halfway through, you can kind of go, nah, bugger it, it's a sod. It's not worth the money.
Be bothered with this.
You can just walk away.
I'd say it's a pick up. I've gotten a little bit tired of it, but I enjoyed it up until there, which is a lot to say because I've probably put in, that comfortably more hours than most other games that I play in. So,
hours plural.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've played.
Wow.
Yeah,
but anyone with a normal attention span, you'll love it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I did love it at the beginning. I've grown a little bit tired of it. I think it's more a case of I don't have as much game playing available time as you do, Chiz.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of going, right, I've played enough of this, I kind of want to move on to something else, and I almost definitely will go back to it as well. And I'm also really enjoying playing it with the Xbox One controller. I was playing it to begin with the 360 controller, and I've got a cheapy USB 360 controller that I use on my computer, and I discovered that you could get the drivers for the Xbox One now. I think we covered it on the show, but I never actually bothered to do it, and I'm loving using my Xbox One controller.
Is there much difference between them, or?
I think I'm
using a 360 controller, but...
It's more just... I can't find it just now. It's more that my... No, it's not that one. It's more that the 360 controller that I was using on my PC is not an official Microsoft one. It feels bit... It's not quite as good.
Nope, okay.
Unplugging that in made a massive difference. I don't know if I'd been using that official Microsoft 360 controller, it's sitting there, and then moved to that, I would notice so much of a difference, but that's by the by. Anyway, that is our show upon this eve. The next show... depending on when, hang on, I'm just going to actually, just before I say this,
should we maybe hold, if it's close to E3, hold off till
it's the day before E3. We might actually not do a show next 2 weeks on Monday. We'll do an E3 show later in the week because
well
there's very
that,
little
yeah.
point in doing it the eve of E3. So expect another show in a couple of weeks, probably kind of the Wednesday or the Thursday after kind of the main of E3 is done.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I will release both the Unity and Goat Simulator games playthroughs as well, so that'll kind of keep your fill up. In the meantime, it's been lovely spending time with you, and I don't mean them. I mean,
well, it's been a chore, but you know.
And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Tolerable.
Oh no, wait a minute! Sorry, before we go, Bash 4th of July, come along, £20. The curry's the night before, £10 deposit for the curry. Curry is awesome. It's at the Kismet. So please come along to that. You can go to the British Tech Network website and you can find out everything about the Bash, buying the tickets, going to the curry, all that kind of good stuff. So please come along to that. If you want to contact me, I'm at Paul Wheatley. You want to contact Sam, he's at Dr. Nasty Flaps on Twitter. The network is at British Tech.
Why do you keep giving that out?
What, British Tech? Yeah, I know, they've got too many followers. British Tech Network at gmail.com if you want to email us. Head on over to the Facebook gamer page to join us on there. You can go over the Google Plus gamer page, but nobody does there. It's... it's a little bit dead. That's it, basically. Ross,
I'm Dr. Nasty Flaps on everything, that's everything. You can find me Dr. Nasty Flaps, Steam, Xbox, whatever, I don't care.
Come in, feel free to insult me. Yeah, Ross, you're asking if we're going to play this game this evening. We're not actually, because I was late home from work, which is why I'm wearing a shirt. I haven't actually set up the Xbox in time, and also we've got two games back that I need to publish.
We can't be asked.
We're not playing a game tonight, unfortunately.
We'll do someone, I think, in for the next one. We maybe get a few of us on a bit of Grand Theft Auto and do some sort of challenges. Like, so Ross, get yourself involved in that for the next one.
Cool. Thank you very much, and we will see you in a couple of weeks after E3. Good night.
Ciao.
Bye.